Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Daf Chav Gimel Amud Bet. About to analyze the last line in the Mishnah. Chachamim Amrim Kol She'ein Bo Mitzurat Adam in Ovlad. Anything that does not appear like a person is not a Vlad, in opposition to Reb Meir, who says that if it looks like a mammal or an avian, it is. I don't remember Rav and Rav. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Gufot Tayish Ufanav Adam. If the body looks like a goat, but the head looks like a person, the face looks like a person, Adam, that's a person, and a Vlad. Gufot Adam Fanav Tayish, the opposite is Velo Klum, that's a nothing. Lo Nechalku, meaning Reb Meir and Chachom only disagreed, Elisha Panav Adam, he has a human face, V'nivram Ma'ayin Achat Kebema, but has one eye that looks like an animal. Reb Meir Omer Mitzurat Adam, meaning it has to have something of human features. Chachom Rimim Kol Tzurat Adam, it has to have full human features. So Amru Lo Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, the answer was, V'ayib Chatan, you have a bright that says the opposite. Reb Meir Omer Kol Tzurat, Chachom Rimim Mitzurat. Well, Hui Tanya Tanya, have such a bright to find, but then we got to figure out why Reb Meir is more lenient when it comes to identifying something as a Vlad if he says Kol Tzurat Adam. I'm Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So now instead of quoting Rav, he quotes Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Metzach v'gvinim v'ainayim v'halasatot v'gabot hazakan. What is it about the face that has to be there and you're looking human? The forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes, the cheeks, and the chin. Hachukulam kecha, they all have to be there. Rav Amrachasa, so Rav quotes some Chacham Nimchasa, Metzach v'gibin v'ain v'alasat v'gabot hazakan. All those things, but in the singular. Meaning one eyebrow. Achu kulam kiachat. Velo pliki. Hakamandam ar kol tzurat. Hakamandam ar mitzurat. If it has to have kol tzurat adam, it has to have both eyebrows, both eyes. If it's mitzurat, then one. Meitavei tzurat panin shiamru. So we have a braita that says that the tzurat panin that we're looking for in a vlad is afilu partzuf achad min hapartzufin. Any part of the face. Any part, not all of them. Chutz min haozen. Ears are not enough. Lememen vichad namisagi. So you see, one is enough. So Rabbi Kitanya Hila Kev Tanya. Now that's the opposite. That's saying that if one thing is missing, then it's not Tzurat Adam. Chmada Mar Kol Tzurat. And following the stringent position that says it has to have full human face. Vibay Temerom Chmada Mar Mitzurat. Or could be the lenient position. Why Echad? Echad Echad. Echad means not Partsuf Echad, but each one of them. It has to have at least one eye, at least one eyebrow, etc. Amarava Nivraba Ayin Achat Uviyarach Echad. If it has one eye or one thigh, if it's on the side of the body, then it's to Leda. By Emtsai Motorab, if it's in the middle of the body, that's not a Vlad at all. Amarava Vishtona Kuv. If the esophagus has a hole in it, mean like a tube, then Imotmeya, that's proper. Vishto Atum, but if it's sealed, then Imotohra. It's not a Vlad. Tell me, Pavlet Gufatum. Gufatum here means a shapeless body. Any Imotmeya Leda, there's no Tumat Leda. Ezu Gufatum, so what makes a shapeless body? Rabbi Omer, Kadesh Yatam and Achav Yamut. Any part that's vital, so that if we're taken away from a living person, they die, if that part's shapeless, then that's called Gufatum. Kame Yatam and Achav Yamut, so Yatam and Achav Yamut, how much has to be taken away? Rabbi Zake Omer, Ad Ha'arkuva, so going from the feet up, if it's cut off up until the knee. Up until the knee he could live, beyond that he couldn't live, and this reminds us, of course, of the sugya at the end of Yivamot. Rabbi Yana Omer, Ad L'Nekevav, all the way up until his bowels. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Mishur, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoshua, Ad Mekom Tiburo, all the way up until his navel. Okay, now, Ben Rabbi Zakkai, Rabbi Yana, Ike Ben Ai, what's the difference between Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yana? Meaning, we disagree. Trefachaya, about the issue of Trefachaya. In other words, Marsava Trefachaya, Rabbi Yanai says that a trefa, because if an animal is cut off above its knee, it's a trefa, that a trefa could live. And therefore, it's not necessarily a dead thing just because it's a trefa, and therefore it has to be all the way up to the bowels. And Marsavar trefa in a chaya, and therefore the minute it has ruled as a trefa, it's also not going to live, and that's not a vlad. Now, Bay Rabbi Yanai, the Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, what about the bowels versus the navel? Question is whether they accept Rabbi Elazar's ruling. If the thigh and its socket were taken, nevela. We saw that in Chulin. That's called a nevela. If you agree that it's a nevela, then the kebab is enough. If not, then it has to go all the way up to the tabur, to the belly button. Okay, I'm going to pop a machloket in the mata lamala. This whole discussion about knee or bowels, etc., is only if you're going from bottom up. I mean, the mala lamata, if something in the body is not okay, started from the top, I feel the kol du torah, even a little bit, is tahor. If you have a shapeless skull, Imo Tohara. Right away she's Tahor, any amount. She gives birth to something that looks like the flourishing of trees, meaning the spreading of the fronds, meaning like a trunk with the fronds out. Imo Tohara. Because there is no shape of the lower body. Itmar, Hapalat Mishapanav Musmasim, we have this maimra that if somebody has a hapala of a vlad whose face is mashed, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Imot Meya, it's a vlad, or Shlokesh Amar Imot Tora, not a vlad. So, Eid Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, Rabbi Yochanan challenged Shlokesh, Hapalat Yad Chatucha, Rego Chatucha, or Breita, that if she has a hapala of a formed hand or formed leg, Imot Meya Leda, she's Tmeya, we assume that there's a vlad inside. We don't think it might have come from a shapeless body. But if you're right that a mashed face is tahor, then why didn't they add, we're not concerned that it came from a shapeless body or somebody with a messed up face, the mashed face. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rosh Lakish in that version. Rapapi, he disagreed. He said, if the face is just mashed up, everybody agrees it's tmeya. It has human form. The machloket is if the face is covered. They have the opposite positions. The mother is tahora. That's not a vlad. It is a vlad. Why didn't Rosh Lakish then use that same thing back to Rabbi Yochanan in this version and say, when we're not concerned about it being from panav tuchot? The answer is, because Rabbi Yochanan could answer, that's exactly what a gufatum is, a covered face, it's shapeless. Okay, here's a story. B'nai Rabbi Chia, who are Chizkiah and Rabbi and Yehuda, nafik l'karyata, they went out to the cities to see if people needed any questions answered. A little circuit. After the kamei davuon, they came back to Rabbi Chia, their father. Amar lam klumba maseli adchem, did you have any cases of interest? Amrullah panina tuchot baliyadin. We had a case of a woman who had a hapala and was a covered face. Vatim anuha. And we told her, you're tmei aleda. Which, of course, as we'll see, is a big kula also. Go out and tell her they were wrong. It's not a vlad, you're tahora. So, mada taichu, what were you thinking? Lachumra, you weren't sure, so you went lachumra? Chumra datadi kulahi. It's a chumra that leads to a very big kula and a very dangerous one. Gavitu la'yimetar, because then she's going to count and say, after 7 days, I have another 33 days of yimetar if it's a boy. And then any dam she sees, she won't observe as dam nida. And that's wrong. If she has a creature that has two backs and two spines, if it's a woman, it's not a vlad, no korban, no tumat leda. If it's an animal, asur, you're not allowed to eat it. Bachila. Ushmuel amar the opposite. Biisha vlad, biveima mutar bachila. It's totally good. So where they disagreeing? Rav Chanin bar Abba. In the interpretation of the word shisua, the pasuk on the page. Because even though shisua looks like an adjective, it's understood in this drasha to be the name of an animal. Here's an animal that the Torah forbade and has two backs. So Rav says the following. Bria ba'al ma'leita. There is no such creature in the world. So therefore, v'chi agner achmona l'moshe, when the Torah said, when God taught Moshe that it's aser, v'mei ima agmere. He taught him that if it's in the stomach, it's aser. Which means it's not a vlad. Ushmuel Amar, he disagreed and said, Bria ba'al ma'ita, there is such a creature. So therefore, v'chi agmer, achmona l'moshe, when did Hashem tell Moshe you're not allowed to eat it? Ba'al ma'agmer, if it's out in the world. Me'ima, but if it's in the stomach, then sharya, just like a ben p'kua, you're allowed to eat it. Eitavir, v'shimachi el Rav, so now Rav is on the hot seat. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigros, so merkol sheish lo shtegir nishtei shidraot, pasul la'avoda. If you have a person who has two backs, then they can't be, Kohen can't do Avodah. It's a Balmum. So, Al-Medachai, you see that such people live. So, certainly such animals live. And such people live, so it's a Vlad. Okay, Amalei, Shimiyat. This is Shimi, Shidra Torah Kuma. We're not talking about something with really two backs. Somebody with scoliosis who's got a crooked back. It looks like two backs. So, Meitavei, and this is really a challenge against Shmuel. Yeshpu Ubarin Shein Asurin, then Arba Al-Medachab and Shmuel Al-Gasa. Some Ubarin, as we learned in the fourth parak in Chulin, about a ben pkua. If you shecht an animal and find a vlad inside, then it's okay. Mayor, it's okay. But sometimes not okay. Ben arba al daka ben shmona gasa. If it's, remember the gestation period for ovines is 5 months, for bovines is 9 months. So if it's a month earlier for either, hey menu ulamata, if it's any earlier than that 1 month, then asur. Yatsami Shishto Shnei Givin Shnei Shidraot. And the exception to that is one with two backs. What does that mean? What's the brighter mean? So my Yatsa, Lav Yatsa Michal Ubarin Shafil Meiman Asurin. Isn't that telling you that these things are Asur even Meiman, even if they're full gestation? So that supports Rav. Rav Matar Tzatame Shmuel Matar Tzatame. So Rav has no problem explaining this. Matar Tzatame, I'm bothered to cover Chametakai, he met on the Matar Asur, but I'm wondering, Shatzal of your Olam. If it came out into the world, it's Asur. Aval b'me'imo, but if it's still in the stomach, then it's mutar, shari. Meaning you shecht an animal and you find one that's only had 3 months gestation, it's mutar. Yatzami shishol shtegev and shtei shidraot, as opposed to one with two backs, shtafilu me'imo nami osir. Then even if it's still in utero, it's still osir. Ushmuel matar tzatame. Shmuel is the one on the hot seat. He explains as follows. Ben ba'ala dakab ben shvon ala gasa, if it's a month or more premature, if it didn't complete its own pregnancy, and you found it inside, finish the pregnancy, mutar. Yatsami sheishlo shnei givin shnei shidraot, as opposed to, and the exception mentioned in the Brayta, the one with the two backs, dafagav the kal lo charashav, even though it completed its gestation period, and yatsal avir olam asur, if it comes out, it's asur, but bimeimo shari, but inside it's mutar. That's Shmuel. Okay, Tani Tana come into Rav. So Tana taught in front of Rav the following. Hampelet briat guf she'eno chatuch. If a woman has a hapala of a body that has, the limbs aren't separated or identified. Briat rosh she'eno chatuch, or a head that's not distinguishable, the parts. Yachol timo may let me only t'mei aleda. I might think the mother's t'mei aleda. T'mei lomar isha k'tez rebi alda zachar. And the next pasuk is uvei mashvini t'mei omosor alato. 7 days of tuma, 8th day is milat. Meaning mishra'u levrit shmona or levrit neshama. That's Tosfot Girsa. So ela shenen ro'yin lebrit shmona or levrit neshama. So these are not ra'u lebrit for some reason because the limbs are not discernible. That was the Tana said. Amale Rav Esayin Bahachi, add the following to the end of your Braita, or if it has two backs or two spines, also not. So he wanted to paskin like Shmuel and say that this is a Vlad. And a Vlad that would mean with Yimei Tara. Amale Rav Huna. Rav Huna said to him, "My datech. Why are you doing it? Chumra? Again, Chumra Da'at Kulahu Kavit La Dmei Tohar. You're giving her Yomim of Dmei Tohar, of Dmei Tahara. I believe I would come out to Rav, at least do like Rav. The kind of Hechata Karav be Isuri, because after all, we hold them. When Shmuel and Rav disagree, Halacha follows Rav. And that means, it's in Isuri, in non-Mamonot cases. And by the way, that means that she would just not be a Vlad, and there would be no Yomim Tohar. Beliko ben chumra. So Marava, Hare Amru, Isha, Yoleda, the Tisha, Isha, Leda, Shiva. This is another topic. We have a principle that a woman gives birth after 9 months, but also a woman can give birth in the 7th month. Remember, in Chazal's world, giving birth in the 8th month was a dead baby. Behemagasa, Leda, Tisha. So we know that a bovine household has a 9 month gestation. Yoleda, Shiva, Loyoda. Does it also have a 7 month gestation option or not? Option meaning possibility. Nachum Yitzchak Toshma. So let's see. Hey, Menu Ulamata Asur. In the previous Braita that we saw, we said if it's any earlier than that cutoff date, it's Asur. My Lalagasa. Isn't that also talking about Behemagasa? So anything less than 8 months is no good. Lo Adaka. It's talking about the Behemadaka. Anything less than 4 months. So hi, Mai. Let's think about it. E Amar Bishtamagasa. If you agree that it's talking about a Behemagasa, and anything less than 8 months is nothing. It's Tariq. Then I understand why you need to tell me. Because I might think that just like a woman has 9 months, but it lives after 7. Similarly with a Behemagasa. But, if you think the Himenu Wulamata is only about the ovine, why would anybody think that it lives after 3 months? The answer is it's tariq. I still need it. I might think that any mammal, if it has its young 2 months before its expected gestation period, full gestation period, that it'll live like a woman having 7 instead of 9. So kamash balan that 3 is no good. Okay, that's why I would need to say it, which means I haven't gotten to a resolution. If she has a hapalan, it looks like lilit, which is a human-looking thing with, like, wings. It's some sort of a demon. It's a Vlad. Vlad who elishesh lo kofar. It's a perfect Vlad with wings. It's a place in the Galil. A woman had such a hapalat. They said it's a Vlad. But he has wings. She has wings. It has wings. Tell it to Nachash. What if she has something that looks like a Nachash, which we had earlier? Horach Chanina ben Achim Shor Bishua. An interesting story about Chanina, who is Rabbi Shua's very famous nephew. And he ruled, you'll see this is when Rabbi Shua is quite old. You'll see this story. It's a Vlad. Halach Rav Yosef, perhaps, there's a few years out here, but Sipar Tvam Fram Gamliel. The word got to Rav Gamliel, we assume in Yavne. Shalach Rav Yosef, he sent the message to Rav Yosef, on Heg Ben Achich Ovo, bring your nephew and bring him. Meaning, pick him up and bring him to me. And the idea was that Rav Gamliel feared that Rav Yosef was not aware that his nephew was sort of like a loose cannon issuing controversial rulings. So what happened? Bali Chatanya Stak Kalat Chanina Likrato. So his nephew's daughter-in-law, meaning this Rabbi Chanina who had issued the ruling, his daughter-in-law came out to greet Rabbi Yeshua. Amralo Rabbi, Hapel Kimina Chashma, what's the deen in such a case? Amralo Motora, she's Tahora, which is against what Rabbi Chanina said. Amralo Valo Mishimcha Amrali Chamoti, my mother-in-law, Dahainu, Rabbi Chanina's wife, told me in your name, Imotmea, that she's Tamei. And she also told me in your name what the reason was. Because the pupil of a snake's eye is round like that of a person. We already saw this a little earlier. So mitoch dvaran is kar b'shua. B'shua said, ah, now I remember. And I did paskin that way. And so he told Gamliel, we don't have to worry. Chanina was actually ruling based on my ruling. And he did the right thing. So Amar Abaye, we assume now that he didn't have to go to Gamliel. Amar Abaye, Shmamina, Tzumar Abaran, Da Amar Milta, Lema Batama. When a Talmid Chacham issues a ruling, add some of the reasoning. Tchimidchiru Lemidkar. So if they remind him of that reasoning, he'll remember what his psak is. In other words, don't just make it apodictic without an explanation, but with the reason. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast at the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.